This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Also, share with us in 5 minutes your thoughts about the what's the topic? Who am I, and what's the purpose of life?
Yes, brother. You know, a lot of people here in the West, we have a whole new topic of conversation. And that is about people are getting confused about things that we may think are the most whole basic things. For example, am I a man or a woman? Now that may seem, I know that seems crazy, right? I mean, biologically, scientifically, we know what is a man, what is a woman. But people are saying these days, well, I feel like a woman. A man is saying, I feel like a woman. How does a man know what it feels to be like to be a woman? How does he know? He's never been a woman, so he wouldn't know. But he just says, I feel like a woman. Therefore, you need to treat me like a woman. And you need to actually even call me Mrs. and Madam. And actually, here in the UK, people can actually get prosecuted and lose their jobs. We heard of a doctor recently, a Christian, who refused to call a man a woman because he said, you're a man. Why do I say all of this? Because the problem here is that people are confused about their identity on a level that is just incredible. You find that people are getting plastic surgery, they're getting transformations, they are having horns implanted into their skull, they are having their face changed so they can look like a cat. Some people dress as dogs and they eat dog food and they walk around on a lead. This is really, honestly, the type of stuff that is happening. And I want to say to my brothers and sisters who are confused about their identity, if you think that imitating what we have over here in the West is a good idea, you need to have a very, very good, hard look at where things are going in this society. And at the end of the day, the reality is that when we don't know what our nature is, this is the problem. The big problem is that people don't know and they don't understand what is the reality of the human condition. What is human nature? What are we fundamentally and essentially as human beings? What is our purpose? What is the reason for our existence? Why are we here in the first place? What's it all for? People are so confused because on one hand, you have the atheist telling everybody, there is no purpose, make your own purpose. There is no overriding purpose to life. It's all a chance. It's all a coincidence. We are just monkeys on a planet heading through this vast universe and that's it. There's nothing more to it. And you have all sorts of people offering all sorts of ideas. And all of this is just leading to confusion, really terrible confusion. And people are depressed. People are sad. They know deep down inside, they know that something's wrong. Something is telling them this is not right. They know in their hearts that something is wrong. But the system is created, is made and constructed to distract them. To keep them distracted with music and entertainment and reality TV. And there's nothing real about reality TV at all. It's the most fake of all things. They want to keep everybody distracted with consumerism and buying and indulging in pleasures and desires. Social media. How many likes and how many ticks that you've got, and so on and so forth. So everyone is distracted because this is the only way that you can keep people from this, the disturbance that is taking place in their mind, because they don't really know what's the purpose of my life. Why am I here? What's it all for? And people essentially feel uncomfortable with what is being presented to them. So that is why they have to be kept entertained. You see, We as Muslims believe that we have a purpose. We as Muslims believe there is a reason for which Allah has created us. That there most definitely is a creator of this universe. And it is the most obvious thing that this universe has a creator. And not only that, that God has created us, Allah has created us for a purpose, for a reason, with a plan. This is not fun and games. This is not amusement. The reason for which Allah has created this universe is a very important and very serious reason. So if you feel that you are losing, if people feel they are losing their identity, what is your identity then? What is everybody's identity? What does it mean to be a human being? What makes us different from the monkeys and from the animals and from the insects and from everything else? What makes us different? There is definitely something different about us. And the secret to this profound and deep question has been revealed by the creator of all things in the Quran. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, you can search the books of philosophers. You can look through the poems and the writings of mystics. Look wherever you like and search wherever you like. But at the end of the day, the only place that you are going to find the answer and where you can be sure that the answer is correct and is real and is true and is certain is in the book that has been revealed by the creator of the heavens and the earth, which is Allah. Allah, He created us. He knows our purpose because He created us for a purpose. And that purpose, as the Quran says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Now, when, unfortunately, when we translate this to English, it doesn't come across as being something very significant. You know, and the problem is today, because people have given religion so little importance. When we say Allah has created the human being, Allah has created the humans and the jinns for no other reason than to worship Him, people think, oh, what, I just exist to go to church on Sunday and maybe go to the masjid once a week and or say five prayers a day. You know, they imagine that worshipping Allah is confined to some few rituals, most of which we don't even know what's going on anyway. Even most of the people who pray, they don't really know what they're saying in their prayer. They don't even really understand what they're doing. They're just making these movements. This is not why Allah has created us, right? Allah has created us, as Eddie said, right? The key is connection. The key is to be connected with Allah. The key is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So we have been created to know our Lord, to know Allah, to know our Creator. And the way that we know Him is through surrendering to Him and following His guidance and submitting our will and our desires and our inclinations to His perfect guidance. And that's what life is. Life is a test. Are you going to follow your desires? Are you going to follow your nafs? Are you going to follow your passions? Are you going to do whatever you feel like? Or are you going to obey and follow the perfect wisdom and guidance of Allah? This is the purpose of life. You see, the West has become a place more and more where everything is about what you feel like. Do what you feel. It's all about your feelings, how you feel. I was even thinking about this subject today, thinking, well, people want to be happy. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Even happiness, what does it all mean? What does happiness mean? What does it mean to have power? People want power. They want respect. I want people to respect me. I want power because I'm fed up of being powerless. People have all these ideas about what they think they want. But let me ask you a question, my brothers and sisters. Let's look at this whole thing from a different angle. I want to ask you, what is power? if that power leads you to hell? Yeah? What does it mean? You have all the power. Maybe like Fir'aun. Look how powerful he was. What did it benefit him in the end? Look at a Dajjal. He will have so much power. How will it benefit him in the end? My brothers and sisters, this is the reality. If you have power, you have beauty, you have wealth, you have knowledge, whatever you think that you need in order to make your life better, even if you have happiness, what is happiness if you go to hell at the end, forever? How does it benefit you? So my brothers and sisters, this is what I would like you to think about, inshallah. Think about it very, very deeply, especially our youth. Think about these things. Do not be misled by the outward appearance of things. Do not be misled by the temptations of this dunya. Because your life is very, very short. My life and your life is short. And soon we will be in front of Allah. That is the true reality, brothers and sisters. That is what we need to prepare for. I think we've lost the brothers therein. I could keep talking, but I don't know. Eddie only gave a short talk.
Can you hear? I can't hear him. Can you hear him?
No, I can't hear them at all.
We can hear each
I can hear you, but I can't hear them. Their microphones are muted. That's why I can see on the thing their microphones have been muted. They've muted their microphones.
Yeah.